The Journal of Accountancy presents the impact of IFRS on the professor pipeline. The following presentation has been edited by Journal of Accountancy editorial staff and is copyright 2008 by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
I'm Mary Barth. I'm on the faculty at Stanford. I'm also a member of the International Accounting Standards Board. Other countries that have gone from wherever they were to IFRS, they all struggle with exactly the same issues. And they've obviously done it, and some more successfully than others, but they've done it. But one thing that comes up a lot when people talk to me is part of it is a fear factor. And I heard some of this when talking about, well, people may just retire and not want to bother. There's a sense that people have spent their entire professional careers learning U.S. GAAP or whatever country GAAP, and now all of a sudden that's out the window, and they would have to sort of start all over again to build up their professional competence and credentials. And A, that's very painful even for people mid-career, saying, oh my gosh, you know, all this expertise I've developed, it's not worth anything anymore. Or people near the end of their career say, I might as well retire because I can't possibly do this. And I don't think that's the right attitude at all, because it is, again, it's fundamentally the same. And we have to help people get over the fear factor, the give up before you start kind of approach, and help them understand that it's largely similar. There are some differences, and where those differences are, that it is, you know, everybody's capable of making this change. Countries have made the change that had their gaps were so different from IFRS that it almost was throwing out the old book completely and with a completely different approach to financial reporting. U.S., our problem is more that we have more details than we know what to do with. But the conceptual foundations are exactly the same. So I think whatever we do, we have to help people, whether it's students or faculty members, whatever, help them make the transition and not give up before they start.
This is Frank Ross. I'll pick up on that, and I would say I agree with that, but the key thing is training. You know, training of the faculty as to what IFRS means, what's the differences, etc. I mean, I've seen a lot of articles which gives you the summary of the differences, but they are really, most of the articles that I've seen, they are not really stressed the principles based and how similar the concepts are underlying both, you know, IFRS and U.S. GAAP. And I think that's part of the fear. But once people understand, you know, the similarities and then build on that, I think that fear will go away.
This concludes this Journal of Accountancy audio production. For the latest news and analysis on international financial reporting standards and a host of other topics affecting the accounting profession, visit journalofaccountancy.com.